Here's a great way to listen to Alt Latino on NPR One. It's an app for your phone, kind of like Pandora for public radio. It's full of news and podcasts, including Alt Latino. And whenever you're ready to listen, NPR One has something great just for you. Find it on your app store, NPR One.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. This week, another special show. You know, the second week in July is becoming a very busy time for us here in Alt Latino. And it just so happens that over this one weekend, there are four rather large and important music festivals that feature Latin alternative music. There is Ruido Fest in Chicago. 3 days, tons of bands, 48 bands to be exact. There's Nuevo Fest in Philadelphia. Smaller, but it has a very, very exciting lineup in its second year. And there is the LAMC, the Latin Alternative Music Conference. It's the longest running with over 15 years of organizing and presenting industry panels and showcases throughout New York City during that week that they run. So that all happens this week. Also in New York City, the Afro-Latino Festival, a celebration of Afro-Latino arts and culture for the first time this year. And this week, we cover them all. I'm in Chicago at Adam Medill Park here in the heart of Pilsen, a Latino neighborhood here in Chicago. We have a friend of the show, Rigoberta Hernandez, is reporting from Philadelphia. And Jasmine Garst is in New York for both the LAMC and the Afro-Latino Fest. Lots of music and interviews to take in, so let's get started. Let's go to New York first.
My first stop was the LAMC, the Latin Alternative Music Conference, and as Felix mentioned, there were a bunch of showcases in venues around the city. I caught an amazing set by Ileana Cabra. She is a vocalist who used to sing with Calle 13. In fact, she's the little sister of the leader of Calle 13, René. She has a great new album out, and I caught up with her after her LAMC gig in this quiet, chill park in Manhattan. And the first thing I asked her was, is she tired of people asking her about her famous brother?
Well, at least they're my family, so I'm not so sick of it because of that. Maybe if they weren't, I would be. but yeah, no, it was a fun time while I was with them, so it's nice as well.
So your new album has a very vintage feel. It's a lot of boleros. And, you know, for someone who's listening, like, I don't know, in Idaho and doesn't know anything about Latin music, what is a bolero?
Oh, well, bolero is a very traditional music style, mostly from the Caribbean, I think. And it has like this very slow rhythm, and mostly the boleros that I like are the ones that had a big band, a big orchestra, and some of them have also maybe a jazzy influence, I think. And what I like about boleros is that they mix up some other styles, but what makes the bolero so special is the interpretation, the way you sing a very mostly profoundly sad song, and a most of love or hate also, in a very dramatic, exaggerated, passionate way. Okay, bolero is passionate. That's what it is.
I think a lot of people who listen to it might not be, and maybe don't understand the lyrics. It's so tragic. I mean, I was listening to one song that you did, a collaboration on the album, and there's one line, like, why should I offer my smile to the world? What do you think, you're a Caribbean woman. What does it say about Caribbean culture that this amazing genre, it's so melancholy, you know?
Well, I don't know where it comes from. I need to search if there's something like from the origin. In Puerto Rico and the Caribbean, there are small places. Everybody knows each other, and it's very common to sing in a small place. Like, just take a guitar and just sing what you're feeling. I think I like the informality, maybe, ironically, because also bolero is very formal and very elegant, but also it can be very informal and very casual, and just it's as if you were talking to someone what you're feeling, but in melodies. So it's I just like what it transmits to me. It's a combination of things, but yeah, it transports me to the island, to the beach, and I don't know, everything I like.
Any chance we can get you to sing a song?
Hey, yeah, of course. I'm going to sing Dolor, that was written by my grandmother, Flor Amelia de Gracia, and I'm going to sing it with Bayoan Rios Escribano in the guitar.
This is the song Dolor from Ilevitable, the new album by Ile.
Eterno compañero, eres mi amigo y mi enemigo, eres la cruz de mi sendero. Viví muriendo un poco cada día, buscando en sueños el amor. ¿Por qué brindarle al mundo mi sonrisa si llevo el llanto en cada risa y en mi alma anidas tu dolor? Fingir si estoy hastiada ya de ti. Vete ya y déjame vivir, soñar, reír y amar. Dolor. Eres mi eterno compañero, eres mi amigo y mi enemigo, eres la cruz de mi sendero. Vivir muriendo un poco cada día, buscando en sueños el amor. ¿Por qué brindarle al mundo mi sonrisa si llevo el llanto en cada risa y en mi alma anidas tu dolor? Fingir si estoy hastiada ya de ti. Vete ya y déjame vivir, soñar, reír y amar.
I'm here at Afro Latino Festival in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, New York. And I am here with Nina Sky. It's a duo of two sisters. They've been making music forever. And we're going to talk to them a little bit.
I'm Nicole. And I'm Natalie. And we are Nina Sky. The importance of doing this festival for us is just being able to celebrate the diversity that exists in the Latino community. So we were very excited to be invited to play here today.
I want to ask you guys of what you know, given everything that is happening with police brutality and everything that happened last week, would you feel that the role of an artist and also of Afro-Latino artists is in this moment?
I think especially now, I mean, it's, you know, as an artist, you just personally, not even take the artist side outside of it, it's hard to know what the right things to say are, right? But you have to say something. So I just think it's really important just for humanity, and especially as an artist, when you're being given this platform to say something for people to listen, to, you know, share your opinion and to talk to your fans and about what's going on, because this is real life and this affects all of us.
Yeah, I agree with what Nicole said.
And so what we're doing, we have listeners from Alaska to Puerto Rico, and some people in between who don't listen to Latin music a lot. So if they want like a song, a Nina Sky song that is going to be the first song they ever listen to, what would you have them listen to?
The song we just released a song last week called Champion Lover. It is the lead song off of our new EP, Brightest Gold, and I think that we've grown a lot since our first single, Move Your Body, which you can also check out. But I would just say Champion Lover is just a good representation of where we are right now.
It's definitely a good representation of how much we've evolved.
What is a champion lover?
When you find the right person, you know that they're the right one, and it doesn't feel like work. You know, like that's what a champion lover is. It's like the winner without even trying to win. It's like the drug without taking drugs. It's like when it's just an effortless lover, like that just knows what to do without having to do, if that makes any sense. Like,
that makes so much sense. I need that in my life.
But it's not, but it's funny though, because the song doesn't sound as romantic.
So Champion Lover is not a deep love song. That's the whole thing too. It's like a playful, it's a very playful love song, and that's how we wrote it. It's supposed to be fun, playful love song, but that's why I say it's very simple. It's just like that person that you could be around that you don't have to think twice about anything around, because they will always embrace and always accept you. Champion lover, number one slot. Hot like fire, got me burning up. These flames are strong enough to restart. Shooting across the sky. Late night, light up my life with no cocaine. Your loving is enough. You're my champagne, baby. You're the perfect drug. You're a winner, baby. You're a winner.
Maluka, Dominican-American rapper, singer, dancer, fashion icon. Okay, I have to tell you that I'm a little nervous because I'm a big fan.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I'm nervous too all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you get nervous? I mean, you are amazing
before
out there.
Going stage, oh my gosh, I just want to quit my career. And I want to like run away and like go to India. I'm like, why did I choose this for my life? I just want to move to India and be in an ashram and do freaking yoga. This is crazy.
Talk to me about why is this festival important to you right now?
Well, this festival is important right now because this is the Afro-Latino Festival, and we have the Black Lives Matter movement, which pertains to us because we're Black. I think a lot of Latinos forget that. And even the lighter, wider skin Latinos. So yes, I feel like honoring and respecting and claiming, that's what it is.
So a lot of the conversation about Black Lives Matter is white, Black. Talk to me about where you feel that the relationship is with the Latino community and Afro-Latinos and where it needs to be, like what needs to happen.
Well, in terms of like, okay, so Black Lives Matter, number one, doesn't take away from anyone else's life, right? But we're particularly focusing on Black lives because of what's been happening for many, many, many years, eons. And, you know, what I've been seeing a lot on Facebook is like with a friend, someone told her, but because she's half Black, half Puerto Rican, she's very light skinned, and they told her, you know, but you're not that Black, like why do you care? And you know, this impacts everybody, you know what I mean? This is an opportunity for Latinos to really acknowledge, like, you're Black. This is just an opportunity for everybody to come forward and to really like heal and work together. This is it involves everybody.
What do you feel like your role as an artist is in this? Like, what should artists be doing right now?
Well, you know, I had to think about that actually, because my set was a little bit different, and I felt, you know, after what happened, I kind of felt really depressed, and I was like, I don't know if I want to do any shows right now, you know, but I've made the commitment. You know, for artists, I feel like it's very important. I think a lot of artists are afraid to say something because they are afraid of like losing money. They're afraid of, you know, commercial people not wanting to be affiliated with them.
This show has listeners from Alaska to Miami. And so for someone in Nebraska who has never heard Maluka, what would you want them to listen to?
I would say you should listen to all of it on SoundCloud because it's all good.
It is all good. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I am signing off from Afro Latino Festival in Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn, New York. And yeah, I'm just gonna go out there and keep on dancing. Yo soy la mala, soy eso madura. Pelo malo, pelo suelto como una bruja. Me llama loca, pero si te gusta. Y como fuego mueve la cintura. Mala, soy eso madura. Con pelo suelto como una bruja. Mi gasolina prende fuego, mueve la cintura. Te pongo loco, pero si te gusta. Cada vez que yo tengo algo, usted lo quiere. Cada vez que yo tengo algo, usted lo quiere. O quiere. O quiere. I be the M-A-L-A. Holla at me. If you want you to see me, tell me down, but you can't, cause you hear me. Don't come around here, that's a warning. I be the M-A-L-A. Holla at me. If you want you to see me, hold me down, but you can't, cause you hear me. Don't come around here, that's a warning. I be the Yo soy la mala, si eso madura. Pelo malo, pelo suelto como una. Me llama loca, pero si te gusta. Y como fuego mueve la cintura. Mala, si yo soy madura. Con pelo suelto como una bruja. Mi gasolina prende fuego, mueve la cintura. Te pongo loco, pero si te gusta. Cada vez que yo tengo algo, usted lo quiere. O quiere. O quiere. Cada vez que yo tengo algo, usted lo quiere. Be the M-A-L-A, holla at me. If you want, you can see me. Tell me down, but you can't, cause you hear me. Don't come around here, that's a warning. Be the M-A-L-A, holla at me. If you want, you can see me. Hold me down, but you can't, cause you hear me. Don't
The Nuevo Fest in Philadelphia is becoming a very, very important stop for Latin alternative bands when they're on the East Coast. And this year is no different. They have a great lineup. And our friend Rigoberto Hernandez is there, and he filed this report.
Thanks, Felix. Greetings from sunny Philadelphia. It's hot and humid, and I am outside an arts performance center known as Fringe Arts. It's right underneath the Benjamin Franklin Bridge and next to the waterfront on the Delaware River. There are hundreds of people here, and I'm guessing north of 200 at least here at the Nuevo Fest. And today we heard from seven different acts from places like El Salvador, Puerto Rico, and Riverside, California. And I know this sounds cliche, but there really are people of all ages dancing. And I saw some baby boomers next to some Chicano hipsters getting down to some electric cumbia earlier. One of the bands that really grew on me was the opening act, Cartas a Felice, from El Salvador. I missed most of their first set, but their guitarist and singer Jose Gonzalez really stole the show backstage, and with the crowd, I'm told. I mean, he's like the short man, like 5'5", with a mustache that would make a cartoon villain jealous. And he talked to me what it's like to make music in a country that is ravaged by violence.
We live on the edge of a razor. We live at the foot of a volcano that's active and like for 80, 90 years haven't been exploding. But we like said to the volcano, hey volcano, wait, we'll explode first. Boom. Estamos tratando de dar alegría. We're trying to give happy thoughts to people that aren't that happy because our kids in Soyapango or kids in Ilopango are suffering, man. We had a very cruel civil war, but we try to imagine a better world, and we try to imagine through music.
Thank you.
And now we're talking to Daniel Gomez of Quitapenas. They're a band from Riverside, California, and they had everyone, and I mean everyone, dancing with their Afro-Latin sounds.
Hey, I've come to notice that every time we play live, and it doesn't matter whether what race you are, where you're from, what age you are, but and very very often than not, it is non-Latinos that I see them just having a good time to our music and letting loose and just being inspired and moving in ways that they probably haven't been able to have music that let them express themselves like that. And it's cool for us to be able to provide that and see people let loose and dance and enjoy the music, whether even though they don't understand what we're saying, but the rhythms are there, they're universal, and it works out.
If you had to pick a song collectively that maybe represents, what would it be?
I find that the songs that are more pegajosas, that people just stick onto, are the ones that are repetitive rhythms. And one of the one that is mainly people sing onto is our song Guayabo, just because I always find, and even little kids, people who don't know Spanish, it's easy to repeat words like that. So that song is, I guess, the universality of the music, and the rhythm gets contagious. It doesn't matter what we're saying, but people are going to catch on to it.
You mentioned kids. Is that like important, or like
kids? To me, the kids are the ones that really let loose to our music, because they don't have any barriers of, they don't, and by kids I mean as little as toddlers to up to like, I don't know, 10, 11 years old, to the, in the area where they're still not being, where they still don't have that filter in them that makes them think more about what people think, you know? And it's beautiful to see that, to see un niño that could barely even walk, and just moving in a way that he, and we see it on their face. It's beautiful. It's That those are my favorite ones. Guayabo, 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 guayabo,
guayabo, guayabo, guayabo. Me levanté, me atrasé. ¿Qué pasó? Sabroso, me callo, bien sabroso. Guayabo, 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 guayabo. Ay, amor, guayabo, qué dolor. Guayabo, ay, amor, guayabo, qué dolor. No sé qué pasó, ni recuerdo, no. Solo sé que ando muy en guayabo. Now we're talking to Miraida Carmona, better known as Calma Carmona. She's an artist that we featured in the past, which I am told led to Beyonce asking her to open for her in Puerto Rico. And Carla's music has really evolved, and you can hear that range in her sets. It goes from, it sounds a little bit like punk rock, and then you go to cumbia, and then everything in between. And she seems to have matured a lot since we last spoke with her.
You have to keep evolving. You have to push yourself. You can't get too comfortable. I've fallen so many times, you know, but I had to fall a lot, and I had to experiment a lot to find that mix that makes it me, that I can say, okay, this is me. And when I do that, then I have to go to the next level. You know, like, I can't get too comfortable. So, for example, my first EP, I did it because I had to get out there somehow. So there wasn't really a concept within the EP. It was kind of like a variety pack kind of thing. But it opened a lot of opportunities. De hecho, Alt Latino gave me a really huge break in sharing my music. After that, I did a lot of things, like open for Beyonce, and I got to do my second EP. I had a lot of offers, but the offers came with a condition.
That's so fascinating they bring up the Beyonce thing, because that's, I'm sure, something that people ask you about. But in the same way that, like, people ask you about the past, you are not stuck in the past, and you can't be. It sounds like that's something that you've either learned or you think about.
Yeah, it's something I had to do to get to keep going, and I hope I keep going. And after my first album, not as rebellion. It's not a rebellious thing, like, oh, I want to be different, or, you know, it's just keep pushing myself, see how, you know, how far I push my boundaries, how far I can go, and see what comes out, you know.
When I Was Your Girl by Calma Carmona.
Back then, when I was your girl, I remember when you told me it was forever.
And finally here in Chicago, Ruido Fest, the second annual, 3 days, 48 bands. We were here for the middle day, Saturday. Bunch of great music. One of the bands that was featured today was Jenny and the Mexicats. Now, we talked to them when they were at South by Southwest in Austin earlier in the year. And the band, you know, they're just getting started, getting known on this side of the ocean. They're from Europe. And the crowd here just completely fell in love with them. And we caught up with them backstage to find out what they've been doing, how the crowds are reacting to them here in the United States, and what's coming up for them.
I went out to see your band. I recorded the last bit. I was in it. Did you see it? And I just got attacked.
Attacked?
And they're like, and they're like grabbing my arm. I had like three girls on one arm at one point. I was like, if I was Pantera, I'd be so happy right now.
That was Jenny of Jenny and the Mexicats. That's how we're going to start the interview.
Yeah, okay? brilliant. It's really good. Really good.
She got attacked by some fans. There were some ladies. And now she's having fun. About
sorry. You wanted clever. Okay, last time we talked, we were at South by Southwest. It was in March. You guys were just starting to tour this part of the country again, or this part of the world. What's been going on since then?
We went to Spain. We went to London. I think we also went to Miami, LA, Mexico. We tour a lot. We're writing our new album right now. And we're going to start recording in a few months from now.
So how does that work for you guys to be able to travel so much and do so many gigs all over the place? When do you find time to write?
Well, it's tough, but we all have, like, we love to do it. Like, we're in this, like, 100%. So the whole time we're thinking about it, like, you know, like, when you have something in your mind cannot go, has been like that for 8 years. And I think we all have, like, we're an independent band, so between the four of us, we manage to do each one of us has something to do about it, so we work as a team.
I like to go to, like, different bathrooms because they have different reverb. So the most exciting thing about when we go on tour is, like, oh, what's the bathroom going to be like where we're staying? And then I tried stuff out. And, like, in the time, like, periods of time, like last year, for example, we stopped working with the guy that worked with us. And we had a period of time when we had a lot of changes happen. And in that time, I wrote a lot of things and recorded a lot of audios. And then so now what I've been doing, I've been going through all my old audios, like picking out bits that I like that, I don't like that, blah, 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 and, like, putting little stars next to everything and then working on that. And then, like, when we've been going in the different bathrooms, like, there was one in San Luis Potosí that I like so much. I did this, like, whole song, like, kind of folky, Joni Mitchell kind of style that I really, really, really liked. And I don't know if it will be in, I doubt it will make it to the album, to be honest. It's too bad.
It could be like the Baño album.
Yeah, but it's all inspired by a good echo, good reverb.
Thank you guys for checking in again. You know, I know you guys are very busy. I forgot to do something, so tell me your name again.
My name is Pantera, the guitar player.
And your name?
I'm Icho, I play upright bass.
And you guys did an amazing set this afternoon, and the people, like, really dug every second, you know? You guys are winning over these crowds almost note by note. I mean, it's really hard work. Yeah. The music's great. And people are digging it.
The thing is that we have been working together for 8 years, and people, not a lot of people know about us, and this is what happened. They are like, oh, let's give it a chance, and we have been working on this a lot. We have been touring a lot. We're quite experienced with music. We have experienced a lot of music, and it's fun because we go and do BAM! And people is like, why? Where do they come from? But we have been working really hard for it.
We're going to play a song from your album on the show. What song should I play?
Frenético Ritmo.
That's what I was saying. Frenético Ritmo. It's a really nice song.
It's a song in Spanglish, and it has it's like volcanic, goes to, even has a bit of bachata, and we are not bachata, but we even did it a little bit, and it's good fun. It has a tuba. We recorded, inspired by El Recodo, we recorded boom 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 boom, así una tuba ahí abajo que nos gusta mucho. We like it a lot.
All right, guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Tear us apart.
escondas, oh, entre la gente.
Maldita Vecindad, Rock and Español Pioneers are still on the stage closing out day number two of Ruido Fest, 3 days, 48 bands, and night has fallen. And I'm walking through the crowd just to talk to people to find out what the day has been like. And what is your name?
I'm Jackie.
From where?
From Chicago, from the north side, Rogers Park. And I'm here, this is my first time, the second day. I will recommend this festival to everyone to come. It's really good, a family environment, and as well as the bands, they're really good, and you will have a great time, especially the food.
Okay, especially the food. Okay, and I picked you guys out because I see, who is this in the stroller?
That's my daughter.
How old?
She's 2 year old. 2 year old.
2 year old.
Yes.
Okay, and la señora with the platillo, the
That's
food?
That's my mother.
Okay, so three generations here.
Yes.
It's a very family-oriented
yes,
event.
Yes, it is. I really recommend it to everyone.
And everybody here had a good time.
Correct. And we will be coming next year for sure.
Your daughter's asleep?
Yes.
Okay, she doesn't talk, so we can't interview her.
Not yet. Probably next year.
Can we talk to your mom?
Yes.
Let's go. Come on. Okay. Come on. Hola, señora.
Hola.
Hi. I'm Felix Contreras with National Public Radio. We do a show called Out Latino. No. I just want to talk to people because it's a multi-generation family that's sitting here. ¿Mejor en español? Okay, mejor. Okay, hay tres generaciones aquí en una familia. Este evento es específicamente para las familias, ¿no? ¿Qué piensan? ¿Cómo fue todo hoy aquí en este festival?
Estupendo. Es primera vez que vengo, pero me encantó. Muy bonito todo, muy organizado, muy bien. Todo muy, muy bien controlado. Está muy bonito.
¿Y cómo ves? ¿Qué piensas de la música?
Oh, está estupenda, muy bonito todo.
¿Sí? ¿Te gusta el rock en español?
Me gusta toda la música, muy bonito.
¿Y la comida? Mira, este platillo que hay.
Esto es un funny cake muy bueno. Todo estuvo muy bien, muy bonito. Felicidades a quien los organizan porque muy bien, estuvo muy bien organizado todo.
Ajá. Gracias. Hopefully you heard something you liked from either Chicago, Philadelphia, or New York this week. You know, it's a very exciting time for the music, whether we call it Latin alternative or Latin hip-hop, rock, nuevo soul, whatever. Jasmine Garst and I hear the stories and voices of people just like us. And these festivals represent the hard work and the financial investment of people who think those voices and stories should be heard. and especially after the week that we've had in this country, so many people suffering from senseless acts of violence, as we all feel the overall and complete pain of what we're going through. This is proof, I think, these festivals, that music in community can also help us heal. We want to remind you that you can hear all the songs we play today on Facebook and Twitter. And this week, there will be an archive video of Facebook Live reports that we did here in Chicago at Ruido Fest. And also, there's going to be a link to the performances from Nuevo Fest this year. So lots of great extras to celebrate this intense second week in July, where there's so much great music. Jasmine and I will be back in the studios very soon. So for now, from Adams Medill Park in Chicago, I'm Felix Contreras, and this has been Alt Latino.
If you like what we do on Alt Latino, you should take a listen to Latino USA. Host Maria Hinojosa brings you interviews and stories with a fresh perspective. You'll hear from artists and immigrants, abuelos, and others who are changing the American political, social, and creative landscape. Find Latino USA now on the NPR One app and at npr.org/podcasts.